Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 15th of August, the year 2016. And again, I'm truly grateful for more ever and however you're tuning in tonight here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, whether it's on your PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. I appreciate you dedicating your evening to me here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, this week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can check out this outstanding nonprofit organization by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, I've been proud to partner with the Mason Civic League for some time now, folks, and just want to tell you a little bit more about them. As it was established in 2010, former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, specifically within Hudson County. You can visit their office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the Mile Square City itself. You can do that Monday through Friday again, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088 or write to their inbox, which is info@masoncivic.org. Again, folks, the Mason Civic League, a wonderful nonprofit organization. Make sure you check them out on Facebook and also like their page as well. I also want to mention here tonight, Son Cubano Restaurant, folks. Check out their wonderful website at www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel, overlooking the beautiful skyline of the NYC. For any lunch, dinner, or special occasion, call their reservation hotline at 201-399-2020. Now, Son Cubano, for those of you that don't know, is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, which brings you amazing Cuban cuisine along with the beautiful skyline of Manhattan to look at 7 days a week. Make sure you like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to give a shout-out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to a couple of great websites here. First of all, I want to make you aware of a previous co-host of mine here on Dating Today, Miss Ashley Cromcakes. You can check out her website, www.cromcakes.com. That's Crom with a K, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's a great fashion and media site. You want to definitely check it out and look at it. It's very informative and very well written by Miss Ashley Cromcakes. Again, K as in knife, R-O-M-Cakes.com. Also, please, folks, check out www.ruffrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F. Rehab.org. It's located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, and it's an extremely reputable no-kill based animal rescue shelter. So for those of you looking to adopt a cute kitty or a wonderful dog, look no further than Rough Rehab. Tell them Fernando Uribe sent you, and Ms. Cromcakes will work with you to get you that special pet in your life. Again, I want to thank Cromcakes.com, RoughRehab.org, Son Cubano, and the Mason Civic League here for being such proud contributors and, advocates of Dating Today here with Fernando Uribe. Folks, the toll-free hotline to call in and opine, 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. If you wish to call in and opine toll-free, do so. You can also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at the Awesome Uribe. Again, if you can't call in or you're a little shy, want to send me a tweet, do so on Twitter, folks, at the Awesome Uribe. You can also show support on my Instagram by just going to at your @_favorite_Fernando, or just search for me, Fernando Uribe, and you'll find me there on Instagram. So, folks, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I can tell you here in the New York City area, it was an abysmal type of summer weekend. We were looking at temperatures well over the hundreds, muggy, humid, made you very sluggish, let me tell you. So if you were fortunate enough to stay in as long as you could, like I did, do so. You know, I was happy for everyone that was able to do that. Obviously, stay cool in their ACs, relax at home, watch some Netflix or Hulu. I actually got into Homeland. What a phenomenal series. If you haven't gotten into it, folks, check it out on Hulu. I think it's on Netflix as well. Great series from Showtime, an unbelievably well-written series. So check out Homeland, and actually nominated next month for the Primetime Emmy Award. So happy to see that as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in here. And I can't say enough about devoted listeners where, you know, they stretch from everywhere here in these United States, whether it's down in Miami, Florida. My buddy Antonio, he'll drop me a message every now and then. He likes to listen in on Monday nights when he's driving back from a late business dinner or appointment. I make his commute home enjoyable. So, Antonio, appreciate you always tuning in to support. Even Raleigh, North Carolina, which, by the way, my buddy Aaron, and I promise I'll give him a shout-out tonight. I do want to give my heartfelt congratulations to Aaron and his fiancée, Shelby, a very wonderful couple that I've gotten to know. Shelby, I mean, I've known her for years. But seriously, a big congratulations to Aaron and Shelby on their engagement. I'm even happier to hear that yours truly, your favorite radio host, philanthropist, professor, all these things, will also be in the bridal party next September. So I'm very excited about that. I have to make sure I, stay pretty and, next September so I can, sort of leave a nice impression in the bridal party, of course. So shout out to Aaron and Shelby. Congrats, you guys, on your engagement and looking forward to your wedding next fall. So very happy to announce that here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And again, just shout out to other friends of mine, my boy Ty in Dallas, Texas, who tunes in every week. My buddy Shane, I know, who's told me he actually listens all the way out in Bakersfield, California. So, who would have known? It's Dating Today's nationwide. So, again, I want to thank my audience for being so loyal and devoted and really, just showing the support for the content of the program and how, you take the time to listen in. So I do appreciate that to everybody who whether you listen live every Monday night here on blogtalkradio.com/DatingTodayWithFernandoUribe, or you listen to the archives, again, from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet tomorrow, whether you're at the gym, doing laundry, walking your dog, or even, maybe just reading a good book in your backyard. I appreciate you making me part of your online radio content. So, well, folks, tonight what I wanted to cover with you is a topic that actually really came to mind when I was just sort of doing some reading, and I was looking at some of my chapters as I'm editing, trying to finish this book here. And let me tell you, it's a topic that can resonate with a lot of us when it comes to dating. And tonight, what I really wanted to share with you is to sort of stay alert and keep an eye out for, for signs that, that you're dating someone who is trying to change you. And that isn't always healthy. Now, listen, by and large, I think that when we date someone, we certainly want to have that person, improve us in a sense. We do want to be better off for dating someone. We do want to have someone's positive energy, positive attributes, sort of rub off on us. And I think that's always a benefit of dating. You certainly want to date someone that's going to in some way improve your life, not sort of, like you'll be able to progress, not regress. But that doesn't always happen. And that's one of the sort of the casualties that many of us face in dating, whether it's in your 20s or 30s or even your 40s. And it's one of those things that sometimes, I used to think back as I was looking at my notes, it sort of made me wonder that, sometimes, nothing really takes a hit at your self-esteem, ladies and gentlemen, like dating a person who doesn't really accept, and embrace you for who you are. Now, listen, let me be very clear. We're going to date sometimes people that maybe polar opposites to us. I think if we dated someone exactly like ourselves, I think it'd be boring, personally. I've done that. I did it to someone who's very much like me, you know, opinionated, outspoken, you know, fairly intelligent, hardworking, you know, good looking. I've had that good fortune. And, you know, especially from an interpersonal perspective, that can always, you know, that can always be tricky. But if you date someone that's sort of the polar opposite, and, you know, that could always, it could be challenging, but it could also be exciting to some extent. One of the things you sort of want to avoid is, you know, someone who's dating you, but ultimately trying to change you. I mean, completely. And I can tell you, listen, and the reason I want to talk about this tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is because I know this from personal experience. You know, I've dated women in my lifetime who've told me that, you know, that my sense of style or lack thereof is, you know, non-existent, or that I need to dress more like an adult. You know, I've dated women who have, like, misinterpreted my ability to be eccentric sometimes, or, you know, some of the quirky qualities that my friends and family love me for, you know. And, you know, it's sort of been brought to my attention that my quote-unquote flaws need to be fixed. And it's, you know, that's always a challenge, folks. You know, I think when you're dating, you find it within yourself to just be yourself, the person that you're spending time with, to accept you. You want the person that's with you to sort of, you know, look at your good qualities and look at you as an entire package and say, you know what, hey, notwithstanding a couple of things that maybe I don't like about you, Fernando, you know, I like the overall package. I like the overall picture that I'm seeing here. Like, you bring a lot to the table, and this is why I think you're good to date, and this is why I enjoy being with you. Those are good conversations you're going to have, you know. If you're being adults and you're dating an adult, you're able to have these combos and not have it explode into some, like, some messy argument or something like that. You know, it's one of those things that, I think when it comes to dating, folks, you know, I've dated women that have fallen in love with the idea of me, and, you know, have fiercely tried to mold me into the exact shape that they want. You know, I've dated women that have tried to convince me that somehow my family is toxic, or that my friends are reckless and disloyal, and that I need to get a more stable career, or that my fate is doomed, and that I'm heading towards a professional cliff where maybe I shouldn't be making as much money as I should be, or I'm not working in a profession that is rewarding enough. I've heard it all, I think, throughout the years. You know, and that's always been a challenge. And I wish that I could say that every single time it happened, I sort of, you know, maybe just sort of stood up to her and just walked away and a gaze and just said, you know what, peace out, honey. I don't need to ever look back. But sometimes it doesn't always happen that way, you know. And this is sort of, you know, herein lies the problem, I think, with these kinds of relationships. You know, the kind of people that are into changing the core essence of a human being can often be extremely charming, because they're also masters at manipulating you into thinking that you need to be changed. And, you know, I think in some of the women I've dated over the years, you know, I've sort of found that incessant charm is sort of like a disguise for just, you know, controlling and, you know, manipulative behavior. And not always, but often, you know, it's happened. And to be honest, you know, when you enter into a relationship with someone like that and this tricky type of person, you know, it could be a total mind fuck, to be honest with you, you know. And at this point, what needs to happen is you have to start to question yourself, you know, and what this person ends up doing is you start to question yourself and you doubt all the qualities that once gave you confidence. And so, like, you're nothing but sort of like a raw nerve or a shell of who you used to be. You know, you tend to believe, or you start to believe, sort of the premise of, like, shit, you know, I'm the problem. And listen, the reality is that you're part of the problem. And the reason I say that, folks, is you're part of the problem because you're blindly letting someone chip away at your character, which is definitely, you know, a result of some, maybe, who knows, some deep-rooted insecurity that you need to address sooner or later. I don't know. You know, and that's probably a topic for another show, folks. But tonight what I want to do is address this problem. And, you know, if you're dating a douchebag, that is trying to make you something you're not, and is trying to rob you of sort of your sacred self-esteem, or guys, if you're dating sort of like that controlling type of bitch, you really have to sort of take a moment back and sit back and ask yourself, do you want this? Is this the type of life you want to have? And listen, don't get me wrong. I'm all for growing and evolving with your partner. I'm all for that because I've done that in my life with women I dated. But let's be very clear. That's not to be confused with being changed by my partner. You know, one thing is to do something together as a team, and the other is sort of like if it starts becoming like a one-sided attack against your personality. And listen, I don't want to sound melodramatic or sort of, come out with, you have to immediately, throw it back at them and say, listen, and attack them. But you have to really sort of take into consideration that, if you're trying to take sort of like a wonderful, awesome person and mold them into some sort of shape that better suits your vision of a partner, then that's an attack against the individual. And I think people that are trying to mold their partners in such a way that's very overt, that could be problematic, So today, really what I want to share with you tonight is sort of the red flags that you have to look out for. So when you're dating someone, whether it's a guy or girl, and really this is what's going to help you distinguish whether or not this person is really trying to change you. And the first thing is they question the validity of your career. I remember I once dated a woman who said to me, like, why are you in grad school? Why do you want to be a teacher? Don't you want to, like, maybe do something that really matters or work in a profession where you can make more money? And, that really hit at me. And, teaching to me is one of my deepest passions. And to be honest with you, I know that it matters to a lot of people, including myself, of course. I know many teachers, many people in the educational field, whether it be in, elementary school, middle school, high school, or even college where I teach. Listen, at the end of the day, folks, I'm a teacher. I know some of my colleagues in academia don't like that. They would be called a professor or an instructor or a lecturer. At the end of the day, we're teaching, And I've had women that have told me that. And, it's been demoralizing because you don't want to hear that. To be honest with you, for me, and this is how I've always looked at it. Like, I haven't cared if you're an actress, a banker, working in retail, honestly, like, I would never tell someone that their job is boring or that what they do for a living is pointless or that, for example, I used to date a lot of actresses in the city at one point, and I would never tell them, oh my God, that your acting career or that what you're trying to pursue, you're just being delusional, like, get out. No, I would never do that to someone because I would never want it done to me. And to be honest with you, like, if your partner doesn't respect your passions, they don't respect you. And life's too short, and to be honest, it's too fabulous to waste a precious second with someone who doesn't respect you in that way or makes you question the very thing that strikes up the fire in your heart. And for me, I love teaching. I love teaching college. Now, could I make more money? Could I go to the private sector? Listen, with my advanced degrees, could I go into the private sector and make three times what I make now working in education? Sure, I know that. I'm very familiar. I've been asked by tons of my friends, hey, by the way, have you ever thought about leaving teaching? Drop me your resume or shoot me your resume. I just want to look at it. I've had tons of friends in the private sector in New York City tell me, hey, listen, dude, you could be a great social media manager. You could be a great consultant. You could be a writer. That's great. And I'm flattered by all of the compliments as it pertains to my skill set. But I enjoy teaching. And when I've had girlfriends sort of belittle it or minimize it, that's really pissed me off because I would never say that. I've dated everything from hairdressers to, girls working in retail. I've worked, I've dated women that have worked as bartenders, as cocktail waitresses, as bottle service girls, to women who are attorneys, to CPAs, and everything in between. And regardless, like, I've never looked at my partner and said, well, when I look at her, like, she has to make X amount of money or she has to have this type of career. I don't do that. I would never do that to someone. And when it's been done to me, I've resented that. And sooner or later, folks, when you do that enough in a relationship, your partner's going to resent you. If they have a backbone and it just gets to the point where it becomes, like, intolerable, they're going to resent you. And that can bring about an enormous amount of problems and conflict in the future. A second thing, another red flag here, I think that you really want to sort of, keep an eye out for is that if they try to compare you to other people. You know, listen, anytime the person you're dating pits you up against another girl, or if the girl pits you up against another guy, I mean, that can be a red flag sometimes. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've had, for example, I think girlfriends say to me, oh, well, you know, I've never really liked living in the suburbs per se, you know, but I've had girlfriends say to me, well, you know, I remember that so-and-so, you know, was really happy living in the suburbs, I've heard, so I don't see why you're so opposed to it. And I remember having that conversation with someone, and I looked at her, and I was like, what? Are you serious? Like, then go back and date this guy. Like, what are you doing with me then? You know, like, it just seems that trying to quantify who you're with someone who you used to date, you know, I mean, that might come up in conversation, I think, with your friends. And I think that that's perfectly normal. That's not something you do consistently. It might come up in conversation, I think, if you're having that sort of, you know, discussion with your partner. But if it's done often and frequently, that's a problem. And I think that's something you also have to keep an eye out for as well. Another big red flag, folks, is, you know, the sort of, you know, that they're giving you ultimatums. Now, listen, look, if you're sort of a, you know, a wild, verbally abusive alcoholic and your partner says to you, you know, you need to get help because you're abusing me and you're wasted day and night, that's one thing, okay? That's like a pervasive problem. You know, however, if they give you ultimatums that involve you giving up something that you really like or even love, or they're using their own love as a tool to manipulate you, that's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Like, they're using their affection that they know you've grown attached to as a way to stop you from being yourself. And that's messed up. And that's not something that, you know, like, I remember I dated a girl a few years back, and I remember I dated someone who, you know, she told me she'd break up with me if I carried on a friendship with a lifelong best friend of mine that she didn't care for. And, you know, she knew that, you know, at the time she knew that I loved her. But she also knew that I cared deeply for my friend with every fiber of my being. You know, and it was like, it's like she was like asking me to choose between my present and my past. And listen, my past is a huge part of me. And even if some people from my past are imperfect, that's okay. You know, I'm imperfect. Like, you just can't pick, like, what I've always told women that I've dated is that you just can't pick the parts of me that you like and disregard the parts that you're uncomfortable with. I mean, I come as I come. I mean, I can certainly work on what's wrong with me. I can try to fix bad habits of mine or sort of certain attributes that maybe aren't healthy for me. I can do that. But, you know, picking me apart and sort of trying to, like, disregard the good of me and you're just focusing on the bad, I don't think it's healthy either. You know, another thing, too, tonight, I sort of want to make you aware of, folks, that are red flag is that, you know, they're trying to tell you to change your personal style. And it's funny because for those of you that know me know that I am not very fashionable. I don't keep up with trends. I couldn't tell you what's in right now for men's clothing if you put a gun to my head, you know. And that's really all open to interpretation. You know, it's an art form. And to be honest with you, there's what I've learned, there's no rules in art. You like what you like. And you know what? My idea of what looks good might be vastly different than what my girlfriend thinks looks good, you know. And if your partner's trying to change your personal style, that's a sign that they're trying to change you. Because to me personally, I believe that fashion is sort of like an outer expression of who we are on the inside. And like for me, listen, I'll be very honest. With me, I'm a very simple guy. If you know me and you know the way I dress, listen, when it comes to my charity events, man, I can rock a suit. I can look as handsome. I mean, I look handsome regardless, but I'm saying that the suit, I can just rock it and boom, I'm going to like turn heads. And I'm going to be that guy that's going to shine in the room. You know, but I'm a very casual person. I love right now in the summer wearing my cargo shorts. I love wearing t-shirts to be comfortable, whether it's anything about the Dallas Cowboys or anything about pro wrestling, which, by the way, I'm so excited about SummerSlam this Sunday at the Barclays Center. But anyway, or just wearing like a basketball jersey or a baseball jersey to represent my Yankees or represent my Cavaliers or anything. I'm just very casual. When I go out at night, jeans, black top, black, you know, shirt, or maybe not a polo or a different color, maybe beige, something simple. I'm very simple. I wear Old Navy jeans. I buy my shoes at Payless and DSW. I've done that before. I go to the clearance rack or something, and I, you know, or if I go to a specific display and I see like the same shirt but in 9 colors, guess what? I'm buying all 9 colors. That's the way I am. I'm very pragmatic and very, very simplistic. You know, I've had girls try to change me. I mean, I'm talking about completely change me. Like take me shopping, buy me 2, 3, 4, 5 outfits. And yeah, maybe I'll rock it and everything, but at the end of the day, it's like, I am who I am. I'm very casual. When I have to clean up, I clean up well. But when I want to be casual and comfortable, that's who I am, and that's part of who I am. And when I've had women try to do that, that comes off as a really bad rub. And I've had serious arguments about that, because I wouldn't do that to another girl. I wouldn't go out of my way to completely change a woman's attire. I might ridicule her in, like, a funny way, like to bust balls, just like she would bust balls on me. But I would never say, no, you know what, effective immediately, you need to change your entire wardrobe because I don't like anything you wear. I might say, you know, in a joking way, or just to be facetious, but I would never go out of my way to do that. That's just not, you know, something that, I don't know. I think it's something that, you know, it's a person. Now, you can make jokes, and you can, you know, if you have that sort of rapport with your partner, and you can, like, make fun of each other, and you can, you know, pass jokes, that's one thing, you know. And if you obviously both can laugh it off, that's great, you know, why not? But to do a complete overhaul, that's not cool. I'm sorry, that's just something that you're not supposed to be doing, you know? And, you know, that's really the essence of it tonight, folks. I hope that really, as you listened in this evening, you know, again, if you missed any part of the broadcast, I urge you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/biddingtoday with Fernando Uribe. And I hope that tonight really was insightful and helpful for you. Because, you know, when someone's really going out of their way to really change, sooner or later that bubble's going to burst. And sooner or later that's going to create a lot of hostility and resentment and tension. And that's just stuff you don't need. When you're dating someone, you want it to be happy. You want it to be fun. Listen, can you date and make fun of each other and do it in a playful way and have that sort of playful banter? Of course. That's part of dating. You want to be able to do that with your partner. But when you're seeing these signs like that, especially the career one, you know, watch out for that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you're at peace with what you do for a living and it pays your bills and it allows you to save and have a stable life, you know, lifestyle, don't worry about it. You know, be happy, be proud of what you do. And again, I hope tonight's episode has been helpful, folks. Once again, I want to thank my proud sponsors and advocates here. I want to thank the Mason Civic League. Make sure you check them out, www.masoncivic.org. Contact them, 201-706-8088. Or you can visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Again, write to them if you wish on their email, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook as well. I also want to bring to your attention, folks, Son Cubano. Again, one of the host venue for all of my philanthropic efforts, so proud to partner with them also. Make sure you check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Call the reservation hotline, folks, anytime, 201-399-2020. Make sure you check them out on Facebook, like their page on Facebook, and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to, last but not least, I also want to give a shout out here to www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. A great social media site. Everything up to date, entertainment and fashion and everything in between. You can also check out www.ruffrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F, rehab.org. A great no-kill-based animal rescue shelter on 360 Route 46 in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. If you're looking to, like I said, adopt that cute little kitty or that adorable dog, go to Ruff Rehab. They'll set you up with a great pet right away. So, again, I want to thank them all for tuning in. I want to thank you, the listening audience, for being so devoted and being so loyal. And, again, of course, showing your support every week like you do for the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You can listen to it from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. Good night, Raleigh, North Carolina. And as always, tune in every Monday night, 11 p.m., right here, Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm gonna call my baby.